How much do you expect to be able to bring back?
The requirement or our expectation is that we will get a minimum of 60 grams of material, which is doesn't sound like very much. It's like a good size coffee cup. We do have the capability of collecting up to 2 kilograms, and being able to return it to Earth and putting it into a lab analysis type of a setting, there's so much science that can be done with literally just a few grains of soil.
Why send a spacecraft to an asteroid? What is so special about Bennu?
OSIRIS-REx is going to asteroid Bennu to retrieve a sample and return it. And what makes Bennu so special is that it is a carbonaceous asteroid. And what that means is it is expected to be a very pristine nature. It's a time capsule of what happened as the solar system was forming. We believe that it holds clues to the origins of our Mother Earth, and possibly it contains materials that are high in amino acids and carbon-rich material that give us a peek back into what really was happening during the formation of Earth and what may have brought life to Earth.
Now, Bennu is one of those near-Earth asteroids that actually has a small chance of hitting Earth one day.
That is correct. Currently, the estimate is we anticipate about a 1 in 2,700 chance of it hitting the Earth in about 150, 160 years from now. And part of what we will be doing as one of our objectives is actually studying the behavior of the trajectory of Bennu. And so it really is a great opportunity for us to get some information to perhaps learn how to mitigate asteroids that may be in a collision path with the Earth.
So if all goes well, we're soon going to be flooded with close-up images of Bennu. What do you expect to see?
We already, during our approach, have begun to get some very great high-resolution images. We have a camera system called OCAMS, which was built here at the University of Arizona. And we can actually get images to the submillimeter level, so we will be able to see grain sizes, boulders, craters of the surface of Bennu. In addition, we have some very powerful spectrometers that we also in our instrument suite. So we're going to get a lot of information about Bennu while we're at the asteroid that will inform us in terms of ultimately where we will go to the surface to collect our sample.
What excites you the most about this mission?
The thing that excites me most about the OSIRIS-REx mission is the fact that we are literally going to a world that we've never been to before. But on a personal level, the thing that actually has brought me the most gratification in this mission is it is a long mission. I've been working on it for 10 years. There's another 4 or 5 years to go before we actually finish getting the sample, bringing it back to Earth. And I've had a great opportunity to start to transfer the knowledge that I have from working on previous missions to the next generation. And mentoring and teaching and watching their excitement actually has brought me a lot of self-gratification.
Heather Enos, great to talk to you today, and good luck.
Okay, thanks, Melissa.